www.sickandtiredradio.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, the doctor is in. Here's America's health and lifestyle coach, Dr. Asa Andrew.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, we hear all the talk about multivitamins. Are they good for you or are they not? Now, if you listen to me enough, you'll know that we talk about the foundational four. And these are the four supplements that really help replace the things that are missing in our regular diet. And a lot of people say, well, you get everything you need in if you eat a balanced diet. What does that even mean? Only 1.5% of Americans even get close to the amount of fruits and vegetables that they're supposed to eat every single day. 1.5%. Gee, I wonder why everybody is sick. Huh. Well, the reality is that we are missing a lot. And there's been a lot of people say that, well, supplements don't work and they're not that valuable. Well, some don't work, and it depends on the quality, that is for sure. But they're saying now that multivitamins can drastically reduce cancer risk in men. So guys, listen up. It's not that hundreds of billions of dollars spent over the year on cancer research hasn't been a complete waste, but sometimes the simplest answer is the best one. In this case, researchers seem to have confirmed what science has known for quite some time, that a well-balanced diet is the secret to better health. A just-released study of nearly 15,000 men over the age of 50 suggests that taking a daily supplemental multivitamin could reduce rates of cancer by about 8%. That doesn't sound like a lot. It's not like it's like 95%. But that's actually a pretty big jump. And they may not sound like much, but it's enough of a risk reduction to make it well worth your while to pop a daily vitamin, they're saying. So despite the lack of definitive trial data regarding the benefits of multivitamins in the prevention of chronic disease, including cancer, many men and women are saying take them for precisely this reason. Dr. Michael Gazanzio, who's a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, is also the lead author in the study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. He said this, our study shows a modest but significant benefit in cancer prevention with multivitamins. And the difference is now, they're saying, is the study did not examine men and women under the age of 50. So it wasn't clear whether the age group would see similar benefits. But then again, cancer generally affects older adults. We know that. Previous large study research says that about 180,000 patient effort began in 1992, and the Women's Health Initiative study of about 160,000 women was published in 2009. In fact, they did a study in 2010, a Swedish study of 35,000 women who reported using multivitamins had an increased risk of breast cancer. So what was the difference now? They're saying, well, first of all, the new study assigned men to a couple of groups randomly. One took a daily multivitamin capsule while the other took a placebo. In previous studies, researchers used more of the observational technique, which means that the participants were not compared to a group taking the placebos. Well, secondly, men who were 65 years of age or older, on average, were followed over 11 years. This involved a longer follow-up than earlier studies, especially dealing with cancer. Well, lastly, in the earlier trial using the multivitamin, those who aim to fill the nutritional gaps in a person's diet, they said that other trials have only tested single vitamins, such as A, E, or D, in large doses, which they said in certain aspects were not that effective. Well, the reduction in total cancer risk in the study argues that the broader combination of low-dose vitamins and minerals contained in the traditional multivitamin rather than an emphasis on previously tested high-dose vitamins were paramount in cancer prevention. So poor dietary habits, of course, make the multivitamin necessary, and that's why a lot of doctors do recommend them, because they know their patients are really not eating the best. So Dr. David Katz, who is a director of the Yale Preventative Research Center, he said he was not involved in the study, but he made comments on it. He said, clearly the notion of mega doses of isolated nutrients has been proven wrong again and again. He said, maybe the active ingredient in broccoli is broccoli. It's actually not. It's sulforaphane. So if the multivitamin approach is the answer, he said, then why not simply recommend that people eat a mix of foods that provide all the vitamins necessary for a proper diet? Wouldn't that also serve to reduce cancer rates? Well, it would if we could get people to eat well, but that's the big challenge. So 1.5%, again, they said in the study, quoted that, what I did in the beginning, of people actually eat their fruits and vegetables that are the daily recommended. So clearly taking a multivitamin is easy. Changing the dietary patterns is hard, Dr. Katz said. But according to the government study released last year, more Americans are taking daily multivitamins than ever before. So more than half take some sort of dietary supplement, the study said, for the National Center of Health Studies. So it is interesting, and supplements are that. They supplement an already healthy diet, hopefully, if that's what you're eating. But it does make a difference. And so we talk about the Foundational Four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, the digestive enzymes to help break your foods down, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fatty acids, and then the probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. So you look at all of that, and you really put two and two together, and you start saying, okay, if I eat well and I make a really good effort to start eating the right kind of foods at a regular, on a regular basis, then using supplements to be able to put the nutrients back into your food supply that normally you would not get, that's going to make a huge difference. And it's going to take you to the next level with your health many times. I mean, even at 8%, what they said in that study, that's enough right there. That's enough of a margin when you're dealing with something like cancer to have a weapon that you can use in the middle of all that. Because, I mean, it's cancer's no joke. And once you start getting in your 40s and 50s, that's when you really have to start thinking about it and thinking about your game plan of what you're going to do. All right, we're going to go to Mimi now on the phones. Hi, Mimi. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Issa. How are you? Funny, I have to talk to you.
It's great to talk with you. How can I help?
You talked to last a couple of days about soybeans. It's not good to drink no more.
Soy milk?
2 months ago, I had my surgery in my back. I called you before I have the surgery, and she said, don't do that. But I've been to therapy. I've been to chiropractic. It's not helping. So I have to have my surgery, so I have my nerve very bad pinching now, and it's still bothering my left side. So what do you think? I start some therapy now. That's the third one today was. So I try to put some ice, so I don't know.
Well, so you've had the surgery and you've been to physical therapy now, right?
Yes, I did 2 months ago.
Okay, well, that's good. You had the surgery, so that's what your doctor wanted you to do. And if you're going to physical therapy now, you want to just kind of follow their guidelines, because post-surgery like that, it's really, really important to follow what they lay out for you. Now, for a nutritional plan, reducing inflammation is the key. Cod liver oil, your fish oils, salmon oil, they're all really good. They can be very helpful. I would get with a good registered dietitian and let them lay out a game plan for you, or a wellness coach that can kind of guide you in that process, because it's more than just a quick answer for that. You need a game plan, a good eating plan that will take you to the next level.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Oh,
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Need to send me an email. I'll be glad to answer it on the show or answer in private, whatever you prefer. All the nutrition information you need is right there at the website. Looking for one of our providers in your area? Check out the web as well. You can find and get the help that you need on that front. Let's go to Oscar now. Hi, Oscar. Welcome to the show.
Hey, so glad that you guys got back with me on that.
Absolutely. Good to talk with you. What's going on?
We have my significant other. She's 32 years old. Mm-hmm. And she has MS, you know, she's in a power chair and whatnot, not okay. real able to get around at this time. But okay. we seem to have run into a serious kink with a diagnosis of herpes 2.
Okay.
Along with the MS.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system's pretty hammered now. And I was questioning about colloidal silver or asking questions or trying to get information. And if your opinion, if that would be helpful to try to help knock it down to where her compromised immune system may help to get on top of it.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, the silver's good. I mean, it's really good for the immune system. It's real strong for bacteria, but also can be good for virus as well. So, I mean, yeah, silver's never going to hurt, and you've got to take a ton of it for it to be, you know, even remotely challenging to the body. So, yeah, I mean, silver's always been around. It's good stuff. The ionic silver is a smaller molecule, and it's a lot easier for the body to absorb. When you go to your health food store and you talk to the folks there, they'll have the colloidal, and they'll also have the ionic. If it were me, I'd always choose the ionic. That's what I think works a little bit better. But, I mean, if her immune system's been compromised like that, as you deal with MS, I mean, one thing for the immune system, too, and she's already kind of having to sit a lot, which is not the best, but if you can do anything during the day to get her body moving, even they have these little, are her arms functional, or is just her lower body is not as much?
The drop foot type of a hard to get up, stand up. She can use a walker and whatnot.
Her arms pretty strong still?
Yeah, pretty strong.
Okay. A couple things you can do. One is they make it's like a bike, but it's for the upper body, and you pedal with your arms, and it's really good for, you know, again, moving the lymphatic system, getting her body moving as much as you can every day is going to be important because it's just so the movement, the body needs it. And when you're dealing with MS, anything you can do to trigger the motor movement, the body with the muscles and that sort of thing is just very beneficial. But you might want to look into goat's milk yogurt. Just a little side note. The myelin, which, of course, in MS, you've got the breakdown of the myelin, which is that protective coating over the nerves. That's what causes a lot of the damage. But the myelin itself is rebuilt in the body by milk sugar. And so I like goat's milk just because it's the closest absorbable form of milk that the body can, it's very similar to human mother's milk. So the body absorbs it very well. It's low in the inflammatory response. Just a good way to go. But I mean, that's not that it's some, I'm not saying that like, you know, goat's milk is going to, or goat's milk yogurt is going to fix everything, but it does help repair myelin. And we do know that. So at least from a natural perspective or from a nutritional perspective, it makes some sense. And anything to support the nervous system, your B6s, your B5s, and also the omega-3 fats are something you might want to, you know, get with our doctor and kind of kick that around a little bit. It's got good research on it, on all three of those, and for supporting the nervous system overall. There's a couple of good options. But, yeah, I mean, with where she is right now, if you're looking to just build the immune system, silver's fine, but her eating habits are going to have to be perfect. I mean, that is where you want to come in and you want to make some changes, that's a good place to change. Because as she eats, I mean, what she puts in her body really does become her body, man. It does. And it's one of those deals where when you get a diagnosis of something like MS of that magnitude, tackling it and doing everything you can from a nutrition perspective, from a fitness perspective, even from the medical perspective, I mean, looking at all those angles together, it's pretty vital, and that's what you want to shoot for. So, but to build the immune system, I wouldn't get so concerned about, you know, all different kinds of supplements and all. Vitamin C is really good. It's old school. Vitamin D is critical, so especially with MS, because vitamin D does affect the nervous system. So if you haven't had some blood work done to get that test checked out and make sure that her numbers are in a good, healthy part of the range, you know, more the upper end of the range, that's something to look at, because that can be a key player. They've actually done some studies with that, too. I don't have them in front of me, but you could also look them up, the efficacy of vitamin D, the immune system, and the nervous system, okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online, check the web out as well, whatever you prefer. Christina, you're next. How can I help?
Hi. I have a thyroid issue. I have been asking my doctor for months, like 8-9 months, to up my synthroid. But I know that there's a relationship between T3 and T4, and I don't understand how that works.
Thank you much,
Dr. I know that a lot of doctors recommend Armour as opposed to actually going with synthroid. I had a hysterectomy on Monday, and I don't think I really needed it. I think my thyroid's been off all this time, and my doctor just would not pay attention to me, so I'm kind of feeling a little blue about that whole hysterectomy thing. I'm not too happy about it. And so if you could explain that, the relationship between the T3 and T4 briefly.
Yeah, absolutely I can. And are you taking Armour or Synthroid? Did I catch that?
Well, see, I'm at 112 micrograms, and I was on levothyroxine for 8 years. And what she did was she put me on the name brand about 3-4 months ago, but I still have, you know, my hair's falling out, and still constipated, still have all the symptoms, and I was still having those ridiculously heavy periods, and so I went ahead and had the hysterectomy, which now I'm so sorry I did.
I understand, I mean, the thyroid itself is a challenge, and I think we're seeing more and more, especially females, go through hypothyroidism or any kind of thyroid condition, and even with the medicine, you're still dealing with the symptoms and not feeling that great. Well, there's a lot of correlations with it. You're right, T3, T4 is pretty simple. I'll explain that to you, but I also want to talk about some of the root causes for hypothyroidism and some natural ways to tackle them. We'll get into that when we come back. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
25 years. is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're talking about hypothyroidism. We're talking about thyroid in general, which regulates our metabolism more than anything. It also helps with our heart rate and rhythm, and also mental clarity. And we were talking with Christina and talking about just, really, you're taking a little over 100 micrograms of levothyroxine or Synthroid. Your hair's still falling out, you still don't feel good, and you're trying to figure out how to get things to work right. You don't understand this whole T3, T4 thing, and you really want to understand how it all works, right? Talk to your doctor, but they don't explain it to you. Is that what I'm getting?
She's not really all that open to upping my dose of Synthroid, and I know that there's other options. Now, when I was in the hospital having this surgery, my body temperature each day was only like 97, which tells me that my basal temperature is low, so my thyroid's not operating correctly. And I needed to get that information to her, and I wanted to be armed with information the next time I go to her.
Well, the T3, T4 is nothing you need to teach her. I mean, that's show her. I mean, the T3, T4 is what we learn just in basic physiology. So your thyroid gland produces the T4 and turns into the active form T3 in the body. And so, you know, one of the main things that you've got to look at with thyroid function is you got to look at, okay, well, is the thyroid working correctly? And if it is, or if it's not, rather, you've got to look at the other aspects of, you know, just of the thyroid function. So I guess the point of what I'm trying to say is the pituitary gland is an axis. You've got the hypothalamus, you have the pituitary gland, which is a little gland in the brain, but it's called the master gland. And so it regulates all the function of, you know, so many different hormone systems in the body. And with the thyroid, many times they say that if you've got an issue with the thyroid and you're balanced everything out, the TSH is good, T3, T4 levels are good, then you've got to look at the anterior pituitary gland. There's, you know, two sections of the pituitary, your anterior and your posterior, and they both do different things. But the anterior pituitary gland is in control of the thyroid. Also, there's an association with the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands. And as those, if those systems get out of whack, it's just the basic way to say it, then you can have, one can affect the other. But many times we don't look at the pituitary gland. If the thyroid's out, then you treat the thyroid and it just is what it is, standard protocol. But you know, the main thing that it's frustrating, because if many times they would look at the pituitary or cortisol levels, or if they would look at parts of the adrenal glands and look at it all together, many times you can find some of the deficiencies that are there. Now, I'm not saying that taking the medicine is wrong, because it's not. But I don't know that so much if it's that you don't have enough of it, because she's probably not touching it because she's looking at the blood test, and although you're still having symptoms, your numbers are probably perfect or close to it, and she doesn't want to touch the medicine because, you know, once you find that sweet spot of a dose to get the numbers in line, that's what a physician goes by. That's it, period. So now when you start losing hair and you start getting fatigued, you've got to look at the adrenals. You've also got to look at potential blood sugar issues, because do you have diabetes at all or any kind of hypoglycemia?
No.
No?
My weight is perfect. I'm like 120 pounds. 5'1", 49 years old, in really good health, and I exercise every day. I walk about 5 miles a day.
I got it.
So,
well, then it could
really
be. It's frustrating, right?
Because, like I said, I don't think I even needed to have that hysterectomy on Monday, because I think my thyroid's been off all this time, and I couldn't get her to pay attention to the symptoms when I was telling her. My hair's falling out. I'm tired. I'm constipated. My periods were ridiculously heavy, and I got talked into a hysterectomy. I'm not happy about it at all.
I wouldn't be happy either. I understand. But, you know, you can get other opinions. I mean, if you don't like what you're hearing, and I know you're not a doctor, so all the details get kind of confusing, but you can always go ask two or three other doctors and go down and have this conversation with them. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you're getting to a place where you feel like you're kind of banging your head against the wall, sometimes that is a good idea. Just because, and don't do it in the same group, you know, go to a different side of town or whatever, so you can get different perspectives. Because everybody was trained in different areas, although the training is standardized, still, they may have picked up some things that maybe your doctor didn't, and you have a good idea of what's going on. Did they check your I guess they checked your hormone levels, too, if you had that surgery.
Oh, I don't know if they did. All I know is my GYN had been bugging me for 2 years to have this hysterectomy, and I was trying to put it off and put it off and put it off, and then finally I had to get 4 units of blood this summer because I was bleeding that badly. And again, like I said, I think for a year my thyroid has been off, and that is why my cycles were so heavy. And I think probably going to an endocrinologist is probably my best bet.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a way to go. I mean, like I said, knowledge is power. And the more people you talk to that really know what they're doing, and, you know, not that, you know, not that you can't, you know, go with what your doctor's telling you, but if something inside of you is saying, you know what, I think there's something else, or whatever, if you get that inkling, it's always good to go check it out, because you may go visit with two other doctors and they may say, no, we all agree, and, you know, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that, because the thyroid is nothing you want to play around with, as you're seeing. It's not one of those systems that you want to just let it lie. So I would definitely get in and probably talk with them and just come up with an overall game plan because, I mean, again, getting another opinion is good. And I will tell you that you might want to do some research on iodine. Now, here's the deal with iodine. Iodine is a trace mineral that we all need, and it's not in our diet really at all in America anymore. It used to be in salt. It still is a little bit. It used to be heavier in salt, I guess a better way to say it. And it used to be in our bread. They used to add it into the bread, and they took it out in the late 50s. And so you got to think about it. We don't hardly get any iodine, okay? But the Japanese get more iodine than just about anyone in the world, and they get close to, I think, 13 milligrams of iodine per day, if not 24. It's somewhere around those numbers, which is just huge. I mean, like you would say that to anyone else, anywhere else, and they would say that's crazy. Like, that's way too much iodine. It's going to make you sick, toxic, the whole nine yards, right? But we know that iodine is crucial for proper thyroid function. It just is. And it's a trace mineral that the thyroid needs. Now, these little receptors, which are like little suction cups, they look like little suction cups on like an octopus kind of deal. Just picture that. But these receptors we have in the body. And iodine is in the same family as chlorine and fluoride chemically. So think about the water that we drink, okay, or the foods that we cook with, and they have fluorine and chloride, or chlorine and fluoride in them. So those can attach to these little receptors. And so even if we do get iodine, even at a small, small level, it's the receptors are blocked, so the body can't use it. And so we become iodine deficient. And I truly believe Rhoda Barnes wrote a book. A famous endocrinologist wrote a book on iodine and its effects on the thyroid. And, you know, truly, truly, the big belief is in certain circles that we don't have enough iodine, which is causing major issues within overall thyroid function. It's why we've seen a rise in the thyroid conditions over the past however many years. So, you know, that's something just to think about for sure. But I would look into it. Your T3 and all that can be affected by the supplements and different things, but I would look into iodine first because it does play a big, big role. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online as well. You can send me an email if you'd like. We can make it part of the show, whatever you prefer. If you're looking for our providers, you can check it out there. Call our phone number, and of course, we've got people on standby to be able to help you whatever you need and wherever you need to go. Hopefully we'll have a team member located in that area. You can go to the website and check that out as well. A lot of great things going on, that's for sure, to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Because at the end of the day, no matter how you feel, regardless, if you don't feel great and you don't have the energy levels that you've been looking for, then you know life's not a whole lot of fun. But if you can get that back, that's where all the difference is right there. Well, let's see. Read that here. Okay, we'll go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm living well. What's up?
Oh, my wife, she has some bouts with chronic pain and depression and just
So she's dealing with chronic pain, and she's got depression as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what has her doctor said? Have you been to visit with them? I guess she's taking antidepressants?
Yes, she is. The doctor, she thinks that she has fibromyalgia, which is possible, but she doesn't have the pep she used to have.
She's kind of lost the pep in her step, right? Is that what you're telling me? She just doesn't have it like she used to? Well, we'll talk about depression because it's a big topic. Fibromyalgia as well, when you got the aches and pains all over the body, they actually go hand in hand. There's a brain chemical Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's welcome home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online at the website. If you've got questions or looking for more information and need to get the details of what we talk about here on the show, you can always find it there. And also, don't forget, our providers are in your area. So if you need to check that out as well, get in touch with us. Joseph, we were talking to you really about your wife. She's dealing with depression, and she's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And I was talking about how those two really do go hand in hand. And I guess it's really been hard for you to watch her kind of go down. It's a little bit of a downhill spiral, isn't it? I mean, to watch her kind of change, she's just not the same as she used to be, right?
That's right, sir. Yes.
What are some of the changes that you've seen? How long did it take her to go through this?
I'd say probably about maybe a couple of years. We've been together after 3 years. We got married last year in June. And we were actually telling sweethearts, but she had an accident 5 years ago. It was a really bad accident. Somebody rear-ended her.
Mm.
And, she's been, getting a little bit more, pain over the last year has been, more pronounced. It's just, she doesn't, she has a few days of bad days, but, a lot of times she really has some bad days. It's all tight. She had a hard time, moving around.
So she has good days and she has bad days, but when the bad days hit, they're pretty bad. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so she hasn't really done anything, I'm assuming, on the natural side or nutritional side. Has she made any major lifestyle changes, or is she just kind of following right now what her doctor's telling her to do?
She's just trying to follow what the doctor tells her. We are on a diet, trying to lose weight.
What kind of diet are you doing?
It's a HMR diet. It's a hospital sponsored diet.
Okay. Well, one thing you might want to look at, just because if they've given her the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, then obviously she's got a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And the first thing you got to do is to begin to clear that out, because that's a real key. Whether you're dealing with arthritis or fibromyalgia or whatever, it's a real key to make sure the inflammation is gone or that it's clear. And as you get that clear, that's where you can really kind of take it up to the next level as far as her body goes. So the eating habits definitely need to change, and coming up with a good solid game plan for that is going to be a key. The other piece to this, too, with fibromyalgia, serotonin, which is a brain chemical, when it gets low, raising serotonin levels is an absolute key. And so, when you start getting into, looking at the differences with serotonin, you can use medicine, which is what they're probably doing with the antidepressant. And that's one way to do it. But you can also use foods, and you can also use specific nutrients in the form of supplementation that can raise serotonin levels as well. And once you do that, get the serotonin levels back into balance. You don't want to do it the same, just so you know, you don't want to do the medicine and the supplements at the same time, because certain supplements like 5-HTP, which can turn and in turn and create more serotonin, could also cause a situation called serotonin syndrome. And the serotonin syndrome can be a little bit of a challenge. So you got to be careful with that, that's for sure. But a couple things that I would just note in the middle of it is to make sure that she's got a really good attitude. In the middle of being sad, down, and depressed, really pushing forward and creating that good, strong mental attitude herself and not relying on anybody else to do that for her. And does she exercise much? Does she have a pretty good set of lifestyle choices or not really?
Not really, because she had bilateral knee replacement, a year and a half ago, something like that.
Okay. My goodness. Are they doing okay, their replacements in the knees?
Actually, it's been 2 years ago, that's right. We try to get her to exercise, but it's hard for her because
Is it hard for her because it hurts, or is it because she's kind of depressed and just doesn't feel like doing anything?
Well, probably that, because, I've heard that, depression, causes pain and stuff like that, too. So.
It does. It's the low serotonin. The low serotonin in the body is one of the big triggers for fibromyalgia, arthritis, joint, body aches, and that sort of thing, just generalized body aches. Has she gone through a lot? I know you guys just got married, but has there been any major emotional trauma that she's gone through?
Well, Rose lost her mom a year and a half ago, and that was rough for her.
But she did not lose her, right? She's still here?
No, we lost her. Both of our moms a year ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was tough. That was tough.
Well, it is tough. I mean, thank goodness you have each other. And when you lose any of your parents, mom or dad, you lose an anchor in your life. It's a hole that really never goes away. You learn to live with it. It's not something you just, people say, oh, it'll pass with time. That really never passes. It's something that you always carry with you. And it's very painful. So a trigger like that could sometimes trigger the depression and the body aches and whatnot. So that's why the nutrition is going to be a real key. I talk about that in my book and also in my audio series as well. It might be a real support system for you. You can call the office and they can help you with that. But, there are a lot of things you can do. Her doctor's going to need to help guide that, though, okay? That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank my producer. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.